Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And like always, He always speaks from the heart. He has so much to say, so much information to share. In other broadcasts, we talked about how He takes us at our own pace. He helps us to, He gives us information according to our pace, what we can receive. And like we said in one of yesterday's broadcasts, he's preparing us for the very next step. All of the information He gives us paves the way for us to learn even greater things. Now, the Lord's love is so wonderful and it's merciful. He loves us where we are. He loves us in every way. He cares about us. And His love is not based on our performance, our intelligence level, our intellect, what we can do for Him, or what we've done for Him. He loves you for you. That's very important to understand about the Lord. And if we fail, the Lord, in His wisdom, has a way to do the same thing another way. There's no pressure. But it behooves us to take advantage of every given opportunity that He's provided us with. Because when we do our part, it's actually better for us to do our perfect will and not fail than to miss an opportunity of doing God's perfect will and do something less and inferior. Now, if a person opts out from the perfect will of God and do the permissive will of God, it's not the benefit. You won't be benefited the same. You'll be blessed for your efforts, but it won't be the same. It won't be as good. The last broadcast we talked about maturity, how important it is to combine maturity to what God has given you to do. In every stage, be more and more mature in the Lord. That gives the work of God the advantage. It keeps the enemy at bay. He's always trying to stop the work of God. And when he can't stop it, he'll slander it. And when he slanders the work of God, it can be real to people that don't know God. Now, the Lord he's got a system of things already in progress. And I say this because I know Him. He loves people so much, He's going to take countermeasures when we fail, when we're not adequate, when we don't grow. And because He's foundational, unless we grow and grow properly and be mature, then He'll be limited in what He can do in our lives. He's not going to progress you until the next step if you're not faithful with this one. But His love for you don't change, and that's the theme of what I'm saying now. He loves you not for what you can do or what you've done. He loves you for you. But if you choose to be mature and grow and go forward, then He can do greater works in your life. And because you're in the bubble of obedience, spiritual wealth is steadily growing on your life. And God is able to bless you in greater ways and measures. And your loved ones, it's easier for Him to protect them when you're in obedience to Him. The first step in winning the war against Satan is surrendering to God, living in obedience to Jesus Christ, being fully yielded to the Holy Spirit. That keeps you in the advantage. And the Lord will be able to honor your works and follow it with signs and wonders. And the second step of winning a war against Satan is enforcing his defeat, using the authority that God so graciously gave you. The Lord told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." And the same grace that he gave Paul, He gave you, He gave me, He gave us all. And we can stop Satan, we can stop his works at our will. And that needs to be firmly understood. Because Satan don't have to get away with anything in our lives. And on the fight side, you win the fight side, then if you were weak somewhere, like we said in the last broadcast, there are areas in life where we may not know something that we really need to know. And we may fail. Or we may not do as good as we expected to. Whatever the case, the Lord can give you wisdom against that problem. And it's not always sin. Failure is not always a sin. A failure can be anything. It can be a lack of commitment. It can be an unfinished work. It can be something distracted you and you forgot to do something you really should have done. You may not have yielded to the Lord because somebody else was around. Anything. See, sometimes there are people that we greatly respect, and we don't always let our light shine in their presence. And you fail. Well, once you know what the problem is, it's always fixable. And I decided I'm gonna be me, whoever I'm around. I'm gonna say what I gotta say. If God give me a word, I'm gonna speak it. And I'm gonna leave my reputation in the baptism water. Because baptism it shows the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Old things are passed away. We become new. Sometimes God will have given you knowledge and wisdom, and it can make people that know you in the past, it can make them be surprised that you've grown, or they may expect you to be the way you were and you've grown. And sometimes people are pressured to play a role that they really grown up, and now they need, you know, they in the presence of an old teacher or somebody that they once looked up to, they may quell the gospel. You don't have to do that. Let your light shine. Be the will of God in all cases, in all forms, everywhere. You know, when Balak was trying to seduce Balaam and get him in a lukewarm position, first he sent a messenger to come see him, and he obeyed God and didn't go. And then he sent messengers that were more noble. And he started, in their presence, he started questioning and reasoning against God. In his mind and in his heart. And he ended up going to see Balak and almost got killed along the way by the angel of God. So what I'm saying is, in every way there is, you want to do and be the will of God. You don't have to change no matter who it is. If a well-known politician comes around, a governor, a president, a mayor, and you act one way when you're ministering to God's people, and then you act another way around your employers, and you act another way in the presence of the governor, you can be you. You can be you. And that takes maturity. It's just like doing the living works of God takes maturity. If we're mature, we can do all things through Christ. And if we stick with the perfect will of God and be faithful with the assignments that God gives, then the Lord loves us. He loves us whether we do or don't. But we're more beneficial to other people if we follow the plan of God. Then the Lord don't have to go to an inferior plan, which is plan B. He can stick with plan A, and it will work better. And the people that he will have to interrupt to do plan B, they'll be able to do their perfect part. See, along the course of your life, sometimes you have to do other people's work because they didn't stick with the perfect plan of God. In other words, God was going to give them the next step, And the next step that he was going to have to, you know, like if I don't do my next step, I'm on the road of the perfect will of God, and I don't complete my, I detour instead of taking the next faithful step, the next step of faith. Well, somebody else has to take up the slack. So within your ministry, sometimes the Lord has to use you to do something somebody else should have done. And you can learn something along the way when it happens. Use everything to your advantage. But when you stick with the perfect will of God, you're the one who has the foundation for it. All you have to do is make the next step of faith. But motives is always very important, because faith works by love. And it's important to know that God loves us, not based on merit, but because he's good. And the best of what we do is just the grace of God. But we can learn more and more as we continue. Now, if the Lord has to detour me to do somebody else's work, then he has to come back and I get back to my work. It's better when we all do our part. But within the course of our lives and in the course of the perfect will of God, sometimes he causes us to be a safety net for somebody. So the handiwork of God is out there. It's good. He's working. He's the master behind all of this. The Holy Spirit is not by might nor power. It's by his Spirit. Now, many times people get to a certain point and they're not operating in the perfect will of God anymore. And they take a detour. And now works are not as, you know, the Lord don't reveal the next step until they get back into the perfect path. That's why it's so important to go in God's presence and he'll hear him out, get an understanding of what he wants you to do, and stay on board with him. And the more success you have, the more we need to go in his presence. And it all works by love. The more you love, the more you live. The more you love people, the more you love the plan of God, the more you love his perfect will, the more you're going to live. And you're going to prosper even greater. Now, many people preach prosperity, but it never works right for people who are not obedient. All forms of success and all forms of true prosperity requires obedience. Seeking God is going to always come first. So when people are not seeking God, they are not going to prosper like they could, because things are out of place. Now, if you're focused on healing more than you're focused on the heart of God's will, it can be harder for you to be healed. When you're focused on him, things fall in place. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you." Now that's talking about the things that people wish for and hope for and they focus on. Now, healing is in redemption. I'm just using that for an example. Well, let's just say it was something you desire. You wanted a nice house, a nice family home, nice cars to drive, a good job, live in a good neighborhood. That was your intention. You didn't know to believe God for the greater things of being a blessing to people and ministry works and things like that. But your original high school goals was to have a nice family life, which is wonderful. Which is also good. Now, if you're seeking God for those things and your focus is on those goals, you will attain them, but not to the measure that you could attain them. Even if you attain the things you dreamt about and you get exactly that, if you seek first the kingdom of God, you will have gotten greater and your life will be more stable. And your children would have seen you in God's presence, and they would aspire to it. And you'll have more of what you started out desiring. Now, this is precisely what happened with Father Abraham. All Abraham wanted, as rich as he was, he wanted a family. He wanted children. He wanted a strong family house. That was all he wanted. And the Lord showed him a vision, a city that was not built with hands of men. And told him to leave his father's house and his country and his kinspeople and go to a land he would show him. And he obeyed God and went. And he ended up being the father of nations. Now that's what I'm talking about. What if he said, well, nah, Lord, all I want is a family. God may have just given him a family, but it would not have been the best situation for him. Now he has a great family. He has nations in his house. Nations in his house. He's the father of many nations. Many nations. And generations. Now that's what I'm talking about. Now God would have loved Abraham the same whether he did his works or not. But he became so blessed. Now let's say you take the lesser road and you take the permissive road. You're not really in the perfect will of God, but you're not in sin. You're doing something, you stop somewhere along the way, along the path of the course. You didn't take the next step of faith, and you're living in a plateau like most people are doing. All right, now when you get to heaven, it may be revealed to you what could have happened, and you will cry. All right, you'll shed crocodile tears up there to God, wipe them away. People that you know and love would have lived longer and better. Now, I've been to many churches along the course of my life. And I can truly say that I've been to a lot of funerals. My daddy did a lot of weddings and funerals. And a lot of older people went to his church, and people were in pretty good health back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, when I was growing up. And I went to a heap of them. And funerals help you get things in perspective, help you realize that life is something you got to take serious. And I've been to other churches, and they had their share of funerals. But the church I go to now, most of the people who died were very old. They were old, they lived a full life, and they went on to be with the Lord. Since I've been going, I don't remember any young people that died. Because people are getting healed. Now, Pastor Jim, he follows God about healing. He's obedient in that area, and he's anointed to heal. And he's obedient with the anointing. And I'm not talking about people getting healed of just colds and headaches. One lady, about 5 years ago, she had a heart condition that was not expected to live. Another lady had a cancer and wasn't expected to live. They are living now and serving in the ministry. One of them even drive the bus, the van, not the bus, but the van. And others have, one man had an incurable brain tumor, two of them, and they're gone. He's living. And working. He didn't even have to stop working. And he never lost his hair. When people operate in the perfect will of God, God's going to show them what could be. And even if he don't, they're going to realize it. Because others are there that did stick with the perfect will of God. And they see, Daniel said, those that do know their God will do exploits. They will do exploits and they will do great works. They will do what couldn't be done. They will do amazing things, exploits. They will do great works of God because they stuck with the perfect will of God. See, perfect obedience is also perfect victory. And it produces perfect prosperity. And the way that God leads you, you'll appreciate what he's doing. You're not going to be left out in the cold. You're not going to end up broke obeying the perfect will of God. The See, many things are going to happen to your advantage when you stick with and operate in the perfect will of God. Now, some people try to do the perfect will of God to be seen of men, just like people would try to give to be seen of men. And some people pray to be seen of men, just like what Jesus covered. Well, all you have to do is change your motive. Don't do it for the wrong reasons. Stick with the perfect will of God because it's right. And the easiest and best and most profitable, enjoyable way to do this is to enjoy your relationship with the Lord. Enjoy His presence. Enjoy Him. And ministry will happen. The perfect will unfold. And it's a whole lot easier than the permissive will. See, the permissive will is what you see others do. The patterns you see others take. The course, the way you see others behave. That's the easy. That's what most people do. But the perfect will of God is much greater. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He's going to continue to move in your life, and He will teach you all day long. He'll use time to your advantage and help you understand as much as you can receive. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.